you would have wanted reaction after the last game. How much of a reaction did you feel you got?
Well, we tested the keeper. We had a lot of shots in the first half. The keeper's made an outstanding save at 1-1. Could go in 2-1, but it's a story of our season, isn't it, James? It's a story of our season where we've done really well first half. Key moments, we just switch off and we get punished for it. And that's what we've got to work out. We've got to, I think someone said it today, once you make one change, we haven't got a great deal that's going to offer us anything else that comes in behind that. But that's my job to address. That's our job to address. And I'm certainly not going to stand there and have a go. We've played another playoff side and I'm giving them a scare at times. And that's what we've done.
Yeah. For us, at the end, there was a key moment where Gilboy was through. Was pulled down from our angle, and the penalty, it seemed a really blatant decision, because I don't know why Gilboy would go down.
No, when I was just asking James, he did get pulled. He got pulled, and the ref let a bit go. I've not got a criticism over the ref today. I thought he let a bit go for both sides. I think he just tried to let the play be fluent as it could be. But it is a foul, and like they felt it was a foul on Flo when they went through and they got that decision. We didn't get that one there, but we're probably... We've made enough chances to get something out of the game, and we've worked the keeper at key points.
Some nice creative play, and despite the conditions in the first half in particular.
He played really well. I thought Bob Jammer did well on his debut. He was tired. He said at half-time he was absolutely shattered. It's a step up into men's football, but I thought he gave a great account of himself. But Dante was lively. Buckley was livelier than what he has been. I thought our midfield three were excellent. I thought Depp McLaughlin, Munro were as good as I've seen them. As a back line, we didn't look like we were going to concede them, and we took the lead at a time we should have taken the lead, because we created probably four or five really good chances before that, but then we just get done on a stupidly soft goal, and that's the story, isn't it, at the minute? And then you kind of, the psychology comes up, and then it goes against you, and then your second half we give another pathetically soft goal away, and then some players go hiding. Then you can see it from up here, some players token runs and go hiding, and we know who they are and what the makeup is and what the DNA is, but we've got to try and find that team now, James, that won't go hiding, that will run to the last minute and hopefully come back in situations that we haven't done as many times this season. And we know that's hard. We know that's hard with kind of who's available, who's out there, but come hell or high water, I'll find them to turn this around. And we lose by old goals like we've done today, or we lose heavily in times, and it's frustrating, but I know exactly what we've got to do. The chair, the board know exactly what they've got to do, the club know exactly what they've got to do, and if we all kind of keep chipping in together to get where we need to be, James, then we'll be all right. But it's an uphill battle.
What's the science of getting when you have a limited budget? Is it finding players who just want to play here?
Yeah.
Is that they want to play? I beg your pardon, at FC.
Yeah. I mean, listen. I hope people are listening now, because I could sign anyone on the Ashton United side. I could have signed anyone at the Hyde United side. I said to you at Macclesfield last week, you've got Tunde Olarbi, you've got Drew Baker, you've got Regan Linney in the crowd, you've got Trey Bemberton there, you've got people who have played for us, but unfortunately these clubs pay a lot more money, and it's nothing to do with anything else. That's the day and that's the way of the world now. But we will find another crop that genuinely want to play for what we can afford to pay them. And I've got loads of them out there, by the way. There's loads of them players that want to play for this football club on limited money, but it shows that we're just probably not as strong as other teams because of where we are in the league. But I'm not going to criticise them for that. Players are unbelievable. I love them to bits, but we just haven't been good enough. Me, staff, players, we haven't been good enough, and we've come to a playoff chasing side today, and I hope they get in, because I really like Nicky Spooner and Gav McCann, Hyde United. I hope they get in, but we've come here and we've fallen just short, and unfortunately, I don't want to say we'll keep falling just short, but we've got a responsibility as a football club now to do what it says, and if we want to be there, we've got to generate that money. If we want to be mid-table, then if we want to be where we are now, we've got to keep going along the same avenue we are doing. But it's a plea that we've all got to do it, and that comes from me, the board, the fans, the members, everybody, if we want to be more successful.
So finally, off to Vince Skye to complete qualification for the Phoenix Trophy finals. Looking forward to that one.
I can't wait. It's going to be a good break, and the lads are going to get on the plane. They've taken a couple of days off work. There's no extra pennies for them or anything like that. They've given up, sacrificed, but it's a great tournament, and we thank everyone for being involved in it. I know we're going to go to Vinsky and we're probably going to get kicked black and blue because of what happened at our place. And you know, but it's a great competition. We want to be in Lake Garda to be there. We know we've got to complete all our group fixtures. So although qualification looks like it's done, you know, you can never say never. We've got to go there and we've got to put a performance on. And you know, that, and that's what I mean. We've got a good week for the footy club now. We've been together today. We'll be together for 2 or 3 days in Paris. We'll come back. We'll be together next week for Bamber Bridge. And we'll stick together.
Thank you, Neil. Tough luck today. Good luck in Paris. And then some familiar faces coming to see you next Saturday.
Yeah. No, good week.
Okay, thank you very much as ever. Thank you, Neil Reynolds.
Thanks, Neil.